In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe for whatever happens next. Grab Kleenex.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We're right there all along.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
getting
on those... tasty vibes. 585-252-9800. We're going to get to all of our friends this morning to see if your vibes are up on this beautiful Friday, because for some of you, it's payday.
Period. Not for us.
No, not for us. That's going to be next Friday. So I'm done with the bi-weekly. The bi-weekly pay, it's got to go.
Yes, give me $20 every Friday. Cut my paycheck in half and give me $20 on one Friday, $20 on the other. Oh, you guys, it is just good vibes this weekend. I can feel it in my bones. Really can. Weekend before Memorial Day.
Oh,
cruising
that's right.
Through.
You going on
one
the boat?
One more weekend until a long weekend. This weekend?
Yeah, you going on the boat?
No. At Lilac Festival. All weekend.
Oh, that's right.
You got to finish. Still doing that.
Yeah, that ends on Sunday.
Still doing that. Yeah, and I'm running a 10K on Sunday, so pray for me.
Oh, great. Guys, if you haven't been down to smell the lilacs yet, pop that Claritin and get down there.
Period.
Where's our friends at this morning?
Yeah, where are they? You guys, come through. Let's see here. We have... some people weighing in. Let's start it off, shall we? Good morning and happy Friday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are all the way up for the weekend. Love you guys. Have the most wonderful day. Thank you for checking in, because we haven't heard from you. We thought you ghosted us.
Actually, I thought they were dead.
Oh my God. You always just have a way to just jump to the worst possible conclusion.
Yeah, that's
good. Morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Jess and Jaden here. Not everybody who came to our 2-year anniversary party checking in. Jess and Jaden here. Vibes are sky high because I bought Jaden his first new, brand new car. Oh my God.
Really?
We pick it up today. Seeing hard work pay off is such an amazing feeling. Hope you guys get a great weekend. We love you guys. So it's been so crazy to follow this journey, because when Jess and Jaden came in for our 2-year anniversary party back in January, he was taking his road test like the next day. Or not his road test, excuse me, his permit test. So... They've been cruising along. So, Jess, Jaden, what's the tea? You bought the car before the license, or is the license with us? Because I was in the same boat. We got my car before I got my license because, well, I had to learn how to drive it.
Jaden's
can't just pop in a stick shift and hope for the best.
This dude's cruising in a 1991 two-door Saturn.
No, it's a brand new car.
Oh, it's brand new.
Brand new.
That's pretty
fresh
good.
Fresh off the lot, baby.
That's what's up. Drive safe, man.
Yeah, what about you? Vibes?
Sky high. Listen, I would have preferred a fresh iced coffee this morning, but I'm going to be honest. A majority of places in the city just aren't open. I'm drinking this iced coffee,
which is watered down.
It's 48 hours old.
Yeah, it looks completely watered down.
It's been in the fridge.
It's just water with a splash of coffee.
I add ice. It's just bean water.
That's absolutely disgusting. So
over to our boy Carmen calling in this morning. What's up, homie?
Good morning. What's going
on,
man?
Carmen.
Hey, happy Friday, dude.
Yeah, man. You guys also.
What's happening?
Friday, driving out to Ithaca again today.
I know. You keep doing that. When do you lose us?
It's right after that. I was telling you about that radio station, 99.3. It's right after there. I don't even know. It's right when you start cruising around the lake.
Yeah. It gets a little dicey over there.
Realistically, yeah. We can get past Syracuse, but with FCC regulations, they make us turn down the dial on the tower.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing, guys.
I think he's making that up.
No, that's true. This 50,000 watts. We can maybe get to Seattle if we truly wanted to, if it was clear skies.
Engineer, I'm not sure. Derek is literally shaking his fist at the sky.
I'm telling you.
Carmen, how much fun was the Lilac Festival with your wife? It was so nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was awesome, you guys. Those hills, man, they're brutal. We parked at the top of the hill.
Oh, yeah.
By the reservoir. Holy cow. I hope you're not 5K in that, right? You're not going up.
I can't confirm nor deny.
Yeah.
So
I'm actually kind of bummed that I didn't get a chance to meet you, Carmen. But Breezy.
Yeah, man.
Breezy
I asked
did.
Breezy about you.
Yeah. What were you wearing?
What does that matter?
Yeah, no, it's not. He always. Carmen goes, on second thought, I'm so glad I didn't meet you. yeah, no. That's crazy.
I just wanted to make you uncomfortable. I just want to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, you just do that breathing. Carmen, thank you so much for listening. What has you and your good vibes for the weekend?
You know, I don't have to do anything. I'm not on call this weekend. We're picking up my buddy. We're driving to Ithaca for work, and it's not a bad day to start.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, the drive to Ithaca is not a bad drive. I mean, you get to see a lot of nature.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful down there.
A lot of lakes.
Around the lake is beautiful. The city's not, city's all right, but the lake's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Carmen, we love you, man. Thanks for always tuning in and being a part of the show.
Yeah, man. You guys have a great weekend.
You all right, too,
you
buddies.
Too, man. Happy Friday.
Bye-bye.
Love him.
It's good,
absolutely
dude.
Love him.
Oh, by the way, I was really bummed to hear the news, and I'm sure a lot of you guys were too, about the diner in the mall that it's gone. Jim's.
So the petition I was talking about didn't work?
No, not even close. It's Jim's at the mall closed. I think it was yesterday they served their last meal.
I shared the story a couple weeks ago, everyone was up in arms. They were like, save Jim's. Here's the petition. Does a petition ever really work? That's the question I have.
Yeah, for small stuff. But it's been there since 1967. Elena Knapp took over as the owner of the diner. It used to be known as Critics, and then it was changed to Jim's at the mall, and it's no more. It's no more. It's the one thing I missed the most when I went away to the West Coast was these small diners that we have all over town. You know what I mean? I love them. We didn't have a lot of those there because you want to go have brunch or a quick breakfast. Well, start taking money out of your 401k. Do you want a bottomless mimosa? No, I just want some eggs. You know, not everything is an event.
Yeah.
I love the diners here. Sorry to hear about Jim's.
Well, you still go to Jim's on Main downtown, but I don't know if that was the same owner or what was happening, but yikers.
Coming up for the big story of the day, a lot of empty promises. We're going to talk about Lie Cycle real quick, who promised to turn Rochester into a North American hub. They promised to bring in hundreds of jobs with this $700 million 62-acre recycling hub. Where are they? What's happening with it? So many people are not happy. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, happy Friday. So many empty promises. It's just sad when you think about it. Because a year ago, we were talking about the company Li-Cycle, and they promised to turn Rochester into this beautiful North American hub that was thriving based around lithium-ion battery recycling. And they just announced that they're filing for bankruptcy. They promised to bring 250 jobs to the region with its $700 million, 62-acre recycling hub at the Eastman Business Park. But if you drive by there and you see the photos, it's just been at a standstill. Construction was halted back in September of 2023.
Oof.
I mean, you got dust balls rolling through there. And so the cost of the project, God knows what happened with that, but it's just been sitting dormant and nothing's been happening. One of the Li-Cycle's investors, Glencore, has agreed to bid at least $40 million for some of its assets. And then when a spokesperson from Glencore was asked what the future project for Rochester looks like, he replied with no comment.
Oh.
And I think...
No comment. Perfect.
Ethan Wade of Brighton Security said, I don't think there's any future for the Rochester hub. And frankly, I don't think there ever was.
Oh.
So basically, tons of people were left with empty promises. I mean, we were excited about the jobs this company was going to bring to Rochester. But I guess you can say, if there is one thing that Li-Cycle is good at, it's looking you straight in the face.
And lying.
Nice.
It's right in the name. I mean... That shame on you for not figuring it out. You know what I mean? So
it's really tough. So,
well, these things happen.
Don't expect anything to happen with that property anytime soon. I don't know what's going on with that, but it's really disheartening when you spend all of that money, especially taxpayer money,
yeah,
to build something that massive, and then it just sits there,
and then that's it.
Wipe your hands clean. We tried. See you later.
We did our best. You know, we did our best.
Breezy, coming up on the show.
Coming up on the show, I saw this on Instagram yesterday and I thought it was hilarious. And I think we'll find a safe for work text to read an exchange between the two of us. But the question we're asking this morning is, when you are reading a text message from a friend, whether it be just a one-on-one text chain or a group text, are you reading it in that person's voice? 85% of people are like, absolutely, theater of the mind. Let's get after it.
But they're not reading it out loud, or
it's
in their head?
In their head, of how that person would be saying that text.
I've never thought about
this. If they were chatting in person. If they were having a conversation like you and I are right now, the diction, the hand movements, the tone, the cadence, all of it. So I think we should read our own text messages like to each other and interpret how it would sound.
I'll
look away. You'll look away.
Okay, we'll blindfold.
We're in a confessional, so.
I'll pull out the blindfold. We'll do that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. I think this is very interesting. It's theater of the mind, but reading text in other people's voices. Some of us do this without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Usually we have a family member, a close friend, significant other who texts us. And in our heads, we will read that text back as if we're having that conversation with them in person.
I do this with my mom a lot, especially when she's like pissed off at me. I'm like, ugh, I know exactly like how she's saying this right now. And it's so annoying to me. But
that's how I feel about Breezy. When she texts me, she's doing the, like she, when she's very passionate about something, she doesn't know it, but the Valley Girl voice kind of comes out. And it's kind of gross. Ew, like that. So when she sends me a text and I'm reading it and I know she's passionate about it, because she's not the type of person where she sends one giant text like me.
No.
Hi. And then waits for me to respond. I'm like, what? Just say what you want. Hi. Where are you? What are you doing?
It's like, I can't. Sending one text is not in my, realm. It's like three or four or bust.
You're lucky you have unlimited.
No, I know. That is true. And unlimited text for sure. But I thought this would be interesting to do with the two of us. I mean, although so a little peek behind the curtain. We spend so much time together that when we were trying to find text, there's not a lot to go from unless we're bitching about something.
We talk a lot of crap.
No, yeah, it's really not great. If our text ever got leaked, we'd be in some hot water.
We can't share any of this.
So we're not gonna do that. But
we found one from yesterday.
Yeah, we had a wholesome one from yesterday, and it wasn't that wholesome at all, actually. But I figure let's do a little role play. It's not gonna be that different than just us talking in general, but I think it will be funny to see how we read it as each other.
All right, so these are the texts. I'm trying to think if I want to play music under this, but I don't
know. No, yeah, I mean, like, play what the vibe would be. And, yeah.
Play what the vibe would be. Okay.
No, not the vibe.
It's going to be something. It's nothing. I don't know. This is regular. Let's just go. Let's get into it. Okay. You're going to read my text and I'll read yours?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. This is what we think we would sound like
when we're reading this out loud. Ready?
Yeah.
Action. Hey, what are you wearing? That's all you said. What are you wearing? Such a weirdo.
I said, what are you wearing to Lilac? Read the whole text.
No, I responded before that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, let's start from the top.
Yes.
Very simple.
What are you wearing? What? Are you well? No, I'll puke.
What are you wearing to Lilac? I'm not going if I have to wear something purple and sparkles with sequins.
Okay, then don't go and let me and all of our listeners down. Tell me you don't care without telling me you don't care.
So, like, what's the parking situation?
I don't know. I have VIP, so just figure it out.
No, like, I'll be there. I just want to know the parking situation. Not to trying to sound old, but if parking's tough, I'm turning around and I'm going home.
You're literally 105, old man emoji. I'm not wearing any underwear tonight.
No,
so
never wrote that. Never wrote that. You never responded, so... You deaded me. You ghosted me. And then you just showed up like you normally do.
I know.
This is so classic. Moose, I'm like, hey, do you want to come to this thing? And this is so you. And we've actually talked about this before with other people too. But you are not a follow-upper. You're not a confirmer. You're just going to say, yeah, I'll be there. And then you'll just text when you're there.
Yeah, well, I'm a man of my word. If I say I'm going to be there, I'll be there. If you tell me a time... I'll be there 60 seconds ahead of time.
It would just be great to be like, hey, leaving, so I have a little bit of a heads up. Not when I just got cozy in a hammock, you know? But I think this is, like, so funny because I was talking to a group of my girlfriends yesterday in a group text of, like, 15 girls. And my one friend put it best. And, again, like, you can't really relate unless you know these people. But she made a good point in the sense of like explaining it fully. She says, when I get a text from Jenna, for example, her name's Jenna, there's a lot of excitement behind that. That's how I'm reading it in my head. Lexi's are a little creepy with a trail off, and I imagine her laughing at her own jokes. Alex's are very monotone. Breezy's, I read in her radio voice or her voice. My girlfriend Patrice is also very monotone. And then our friend Kate is quiet. I'm reading it in a silent tone with a zinger added once or two, but not unless you're listening closely. I'm like, okay, not what? You doing a full podcast on this.
Wait, I want to do my mom's real quick.
Okay. Not the thunder and lightning.
Hi, honey. Just running to Barnes & Noble. Dad went to your brother's in Home Depot. He has a leak outside. Making dinner around 3:34. If you want to come over, you're more than welcome. You know there's always a spot for you at the table.
Fast forward to Mother's Day.
You do not respond.
No, I didn't respond.
Oh, classic.
I just showed up. Thank you again for a wonderful Mother's Day, honey. I had a great day with all of my boys. Did you want to get another Oral-B toothbrush or a refund to buy the Philips Sonicare? Let me know. She's just so... My mother's very wholesome, you guys. I don't know what to say.
I need to do my mom's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, please.
Well, not to take away from Lois, but no, she is. She's always talking. So she's so small. So her voice is so small, too. She's very calming.
Yeah.
Your mom, not mine.
My mother sounds like a hummingbird if they can talk.
Period. So this is my mom on May 3rd. They just gotten home from Florida. Landed. Me. Yay!
Oh.
My mom. Where's the key? Me, because I dropped off their car.
Sure.
Me. Glad I'm doing this after the fact, because I'm really giving people just the opportunity to steal my dad's Lincoln, but it's fine. Under the driver's seat, where you told me to put it. Found it. Daddy couldn't find it. Eye roll emoji. He is not happy that you left his car on empty.
Yeah.
You're welcome for dropping it off. Exclamation point, smiley face. Have a nice day. Happy you're home. No response.
Oh, my God. The gaslighting between the family is crazy. Everyone's pissed at each other and blaming everyone else. Fact that you did leave your dad's car on empty after you drove it everywhere... That's totally you.
I left 50 miles, just enough for him to get back to Canandaigua from the Greater Rochester International Airport.
But when you do borrow someone's car, you should fill it up.
I'll leave it exactly how I find it. Found it, or a little less.
Oh, my God. You're the worst.
98 PXY. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.